Last evening, the Santa Rosa Consolidated Local Schools held their annual organizational meeting, followed by our monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 7 p.m. During the organizational meeting, Andy Fullenkamp was elected Board President, and Paul Mormon was elected Vice President of the Board for the 2025 year. Adam Putoff, Superintendent, recognized January is Board Appreciation Month and recognized Board President Andy Fullenkamp, Vice President Paul Mormon, Board Members Gail Hess, Brad Nerdeman, and Ben Miller for their support and dedication to San Luis Schools. They are vital team members to the success of San Luis Schools, and we thank them for their time and dedication. Mr. Putoff also discussed the 25-26 school calendar up for approval, along with updates to the strategic plan for the district. He also mentioned that Saturday's boys basketball game that is scheduled for January 18th against Ottoville is an away game. Even though the game appears on season ticket holders' tickets, this was a misprint, so that will be at Ottoville. High school principal Mr. Rosenbeck highlighted in his board notes that many of the student activities, such as the science club, showing elementary students how to make paper from recycled paper, FFA members helping first grade make Christmas snowmen measurement boards, and the K-12 district-wide pep assembly. Middle school principal Mr. Kunk congratulated the finalists of the middle school spelling bee, which were Emma Greasup, Libby Speck, and Daniel Fullenkamp, with Daniel Fullenkamp being the district champ. Elementary principal Mrs. Imwally noted that the elementary school just finished up winter benchmarking and was impressed with the progress of the students, and that they will be using this data to support their decision-making moving forward to support all students. The board approved the December 9th Board of Education meeting minutes, monthly invoices, expenditures, monthly financial reports, and monthly bank reconciliation and investment reports as attached. The board accepted the following donations: $238 to Boys Golf from Bob and Elaine Uhlenhank, $1,000 to the football program from Mercer Insight, $842 to drama from the Granville Township, and a $7,000 donation to Student Scholarship Fund from Cooper Farms. We were very appreciative of all donations and donors. The board approved the 25-26 school calendar. This calendar follows the same pattern as previous calendars, with the first day of school being Tuesday, August 19th, and the last day of school being Thursday, May 21st, 2026. The board approved FMLA for Olivia McKibben, effective on or around February 10th. The board approved the resignation of Julie Bergman, middle school health and PE teacher, effective January 10th. The board also approved the resignation of Mindy Seifring, high school health and PE, for the purpose of retirement at the end of the 24-25 school year. Mindy spent 24 years at St. Henry Schools, and we are greatly appreciative of her time and dedication to the students here at St. Henry. The board approved the resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. And the board approved early graduation requests for Riley Frank, pending fulfillment of all graduation requirements. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, February 10th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!